Jour 12. Suer comme un bœuf. Suer, like to sweat. And comme un bœuf, here is like to sweat profusely. A lot. To sweat a lot. Can translate literal meaning to sweat like an ox. For an example here. Je me suis mis aussitôt à suer comme un bœuf. I instantly started to sweat profusely. Day 13. Day 13. Mettre du beurre dans les épinards. To improve your financial situation. Put butter in the spinach. Jonathan pense que je travaille pour mettre du beurre dans les épinards. Oh, Jonathan thinks the only reason I took this job is to help out our finances. Day 14. Tournez cette fois sa langue dans sa bouche avant de parler. Think before you speak. Turn your tongue 7 times in your mouth before speaking. That's a literal explanation. Example. Tu devrais tourner 7 fois ta langue dans ta bouche avant de parler. Cela t'éviterait beaucoup de soucis et de malentendus. You really ought to think before you open your mouth. You would avoid a lot of misunderstandings that way. Week 3, day 15. Manger sur le pouce. To eat very hastily, quickly. Manger sur le pouce. So it means in literal meaning to eat on the thumb. For example, elle a dû manger sur le pouce et j'aimerais manger aussi. She's probably eating fast food. Prendre le large. To leave. Prendre le large. To take the open sea. For example, maintenant ils peuvent prendre le large dès demain matin. Now they can take the morning off. Day 17. Avoir une bonne gueule. Avoir une bonne gueule. To be friendly looking. To have a good muzzle. Un beau français avec une bonne gueule. A good looking Frenchman with a sympathetic face. Day 18. Jour 18. Esprit de l'escalier. It's a very unique expression in French. I don't think you have an equivalent in English. It means like when one has a perfect witty rejoinder, yet too late to be of use. Like, you know, when you fight with somebody and maybe you leave this argument with your friend and you finally find a nice argument you can slap on his face, but no, it's too late now, right? So, and you can translate this esprit de l'escalier, literal meaning is a spirit of the stairway, stairway's wit. For example, ça m'énerve d'avoir cet esprit de l'escalier après une dispute avec ma copine. It annoys me to always have the perfect rejoinder after an argument with my girlfriend. Day 19, jour 19. Ânerie, stupidity, stupid remarks. The donkey thing in French, we can say. J'avais dit à ton père que le baseball c'était une ânerie. I told your father baseball was a stupid idea. Sorry if you're a fan of baseball here. Day 20, jour 20. Avoir bon dos. To be too easily blamed for things. To have a good back. Avoir bon dos. For example, le 11 septembre a bon dos. It's easy to blame it on 9/11. Day 21, last for today. En un clin d'œil. In a flash. In the wink of an eye. En un clin d'œil. Il envoie des fichiers sur Skype en un clin d'œil. They send files over Skype in a flash. Week 4, day 22. Être comme l'âne de Buridan. To be unable to choose between options. To be like Buridan's donkey. So if you don't know Buridan, if I remember well, it was, I think, the professor who explained this idea like dilemma. We give this example with a donkey who have the possibility to eat a stack of hay, the food he can eat, but on the other side, he has some water. And he can only have one option, he can choose to eat or to drink. But if he drink, he will maybe die of starvation, maybe. But if he eats hay, food, he will maybe die of, because no enough water, or dehydration, right? So since he doesn't know which one to choose, and finally he didn't make any decision, so he finally dies. So it's kind of to be unable to choose between option, and maybe the result might be a disaster. So I'll give you an example. Tu es comme l'âne de Buridan. Tu ne sais pas prendre de décision. You are incapable of making decisions. Day 23. Éclairer la lanterne. To enlighten somebody. To lighten the lantern. So, example. Monsieur le Président, pour faire la lumière sur cette question, il faudrait peut-être éclairer la lanterne du député. Mr. the President, in order to shed some light on this question, I might suggest that the member of parliament should be illuminated with the facts. It's kind of irony, of course, here. Day 24. Attaquer bille en tête. He didn't beat about the bush. Attaquer bille en tête. To attack with a marble in head. So we can say, quand t'as pas ce que tu veux, tu attaques bille en tête toujours. Whenever you don't get what you want, you go straight for the jugular every time. Next one, day 25. Ça passe ou ça casse? Sink or swim?